What is up, everybody? Welcome back to the Beast Mode podcast. My name is Erin Bees. I am a wife, a mom, a military veteran, and I spent 13 and a half years in multi-level marketing, healed my way out of it, and now I'm using all of my platforms to educate and raise awareness on the dangers of MLMs, some of the MLM leaders, and also the tactics that they use to prey on people is basically how I feel about that. And I'm really excited today because I have my friend Emily here, and Emily, I don't even know where to start, honestly, with your intro, because we're going to talk about It Works. We're going to talk about Optavia. We're going to talk about Beachbody. We're going to talk numbers. We're going to talk all kinds of stuff. But Emily, I'm going to have you just say hello to everybody and tell them a little bit about you.
Hi, everyone. So my name is Emily, and I have grown up here in the beautiful state of Utah. I am 29 years old, and I am a quadruplet, which is probably the most unique thing about me. So I have three brothers my same age. I am a licensed professional massage therapist, and I work as my full-time day job for a software company that works alongside government agencies. I absolutely love what I do, and I am here to share my story to help bring awareness. Erin has been one of my favorite content creators for the anti-MLM movement, and she had interviewed somebody and it just resonated with me. I'm like, I have to talk to her. So here we are. And thank you so much, Erin, for taking the time to talk with me today. And I hope that somebody is touched by this.
I am so excited. And thank you for that. That's super kind. I didn't know that you were a quadruplet.
Yes.
What? That's amazing. And you're the only girl.
Yes, I am the only girl. We are 40 seconds apart.
My
three brothers are the most amazing humans on the planet. My brother Ben is a CSI in the city of Denver.
Wow.
So the craziest stories you can find that he's been involved in. So if you're a true crime fanatic, I am more than happy to send you his way. He's pretty cool. And then my brother Nathan is also a military veteran, and he works for Hill Air Force Base. And my brother Adam is in Salt Lake, and he works for Walmart. So very proud of my wonderful brothers that I have had the opportunity to grow up with. And now that we all don't live together and are adults, we actually like each other. We do a sibling camping trip every year.
Aww.
It's super fun. And yeah, so that's my brothers. And
well, hello to your brothers if they're listening to this. That's really cool. That's really, really cool. Okay, so let's just dive right into your story. You said this all kind of started around 2015. And one of the things that I have noticed about my story, but then also a lot of the people that come on the podcast or just that I talk to through Messenger and stuff, is there's usually some kind of a vulnerable space that they're in that all of a sudden they start looking at multi-level marketing, or somebody appears in their inbox or whatever. Did you notice something along those lines in 2015?
Yes, I did. So I had actually gone back through all of my Facebook messages, and I found the original message from the It Works Hun that little by little just kind of chipped away at messaging me, because you know they always preach the fortune is in the follow-up. So yeah. I'm just going to call this girl I, because I don't know, she's not a public figure, but I don't know if she's still in It Works or not. So my ex-husband and I had gotten married in September of 2014, and we had moved up to a college town here in Utah called Logan. And I had messaged me probably in October of November of 2014. I initially had ignored her because, you know, we had just gotten married. We hadn't gone on our honeymoon yet. And then about 30 days after that, she had messaged me again. And I did give her the time of day, and I'm like, all right, fine. I will hear your story and what you think it'll add. And I had talked to my ex-husband about it, and we decided like, hey, this seems like a good opportunity. Opportunity or in air bunny quotes, because
yeah.
what I know now, I wish I knew then.
Yeah.
So I jumped on board with It Works in about February of 2015. And at the time, Utah, as most people know, is kind of the mecca of multi-level marketing companies. You drive down I-15 and you see the Modere headquarters, Young Living Essential Oils, Unique is right off the side of the highway. They're everywhere here. New Skin, I think, is in Lehi as well. So like Utah County is kind of where they're at. And Danielle from Huns to Humans, if you guys have not checked her out, her latest guest had an amazing story about her faith manipulation, which also ties into my story. So I highly recommend to listen to Danielle's podcast and Roberta Blevins from Life After MLM. All of these podcasts are just amazing, and they each have helped me heal on my journey. So my ex-husband and I got married brand new, just joined It Works in 2015. And I had done everything I possibly could. I went to every training at my upline's house. And then my upline had had a tragedy in her family. I don't want to get into that a whole lot just because it's not my story to tell, but it affected all of us deeply. Mm. And then we rolled into 2016. And then 2016, Key and I, we were like, oh my gosh, like this It Works conference is going to come and we have to go. It was in Florida. We had never been to Florida. And I'm like, but we can't afford it. Like, we're both college students and we were living in this ratty apartment up in Logan, right across the street from the hospital up there. It had carpet in the bathrooms. We'll say that much.
Oh, wow.
So it was terrible. And I'm like, we can barely afford our groceries. Like, how are we going to afford, you know, 3,000 plus each for plane tickets, food, everything. And he's like, we'll figure this out. I'm like, okay. So we bought our tickets for the 2016 infamous one where Sylvester Stallone spoke. So fast forward to, I believe it was in August of 2016, we are there. So keep in mind that I've been with It Works now for about a year. I had not gotten past the rank of Emerald, and my uplines were constantly hounding me. They're just like, you're not working hard enough. I'm like, I'm doing the daily checklist. Like, I have printouts. I have the entire tree, like who I'm talking to, who's a loyal customer, who's a distributor or potential distributor. And there's like, and they kept doing the, well, you're not doing enough. And I'm like, okay. So
they said that to you, first of all.
Oh yeah.
And then Emerald and It Works. Let me see. I'm looking at the comp plan, 'cause I'm just curious, like how many, like what rank is that? Like how many levels up, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
Let's see. It starts with Ruby. No. It's about the second, I believe, because the first rank you hit is Ruby, then it should be Emerald, and then you start doing the diamond ladder.
I'm looking at, well, this is the management bonuses. I just have their comp plan pulled up. Let me see here. I don't know when this is from, but it shows distributor, executive, Ruby, and then Emerald. So that's the fourth rank?
Yeah. So Emerald would be the fourth rank. It's right before you hit diamond where you really start to make the incentive bonuses.
Got it. Okay.
Which I unfortunately never earned, but that was just because, as most of us know now with the anti-MLM movement, it is a system systemically designed for us to fail.
Yeah.
But at the time, I'm like, I am doing everything I can. I'm sending hundreds upon hundreds of cold messages a day. My upline had scripts to send me, and I am spending money out of the wazoo on products. So I had bought their entire lines of everything. So
did they use ghost accounts?
Yes. So I had my account, and then I had my ex-husband's account. And then we had a ghost account for our dog, Reese, at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody knew that it wasn't a real person.
Yeah.
So It Works is very big into the ghost accounts. And then they also have, if you reach the rank of Ambassador Diamond, you can then open up another leg and do like your 2.0 leg essentially, but you're still making money from your 1.0 and your 2.0. So you're, I don't know if that's double dipping. There's probably a better word for it, but they were highly encouraged because our uppest, that's probably not a word, but our most upline,
yeah,
they were a Ambassador Diamond, and then they reached the rank of Black Diamond, which is like the elite of the elite.
Mm.
So being in Northern Utah, everybody knew who our upline was, who had had the tragedy in their family.
Mm.
And so we're in Florida. So fast forward, we're in Florida. We are staying on a beach house just outside of Orlando. It was beautiful. We saw dolphins. We did all of the everything. And then we finally go and they do a prayer sermon the night before the big conference. And I remember turning to one of our girls that went with us, and I'm like, and I was there who had recruited me. And I had turned to I, and I'm like, what is this? Like, I didn't realize that we were in church right now. Like,
and this was part of the event.
Yes.
Okay. Wow.
And it, cause you know, being in the Mormon church, church is like, it is, you dress in your church clothes and you sing hymns and you do a sacrament. And then being at this It Works conference, their prayer sermon, it was like, what am I witnessing right now? I actually had to get up and leave the room because it was like, this is too much for me. And
how uncomfortable.
It was. And Keaton, my ex-husband, he was there with me, and he's like, I don't know if I like this. And I'm like, well, we spent all this money, so we should probably, you know, stick it out. And then the big conference started the next day, and they had released like their 12 rounds. So like each month was a different thing. And, you know, if you've ever been to a conference of whatever cult you're in, commercial cult, I will not apologize for my use of that word. Absolutely. And it is like, everybody's just, it's like they're high on the intensity of everything, and everybody's blamed out in their company's logos and everything. Like,
it's the dopamine effect. Everybody is so amped up from the music and from seeing everybody and being in another city and traveling and all of these things. And it's an illusion.
It really is. And so you are like living, eating, breathing this conference while you're there. And so they're releasing their newest product, and I cannot for the life of me remember what it was, but I remember, was it their skincare line at the time? I can't remember. I'll have to do some more digging for you, Erin, and then we can figure it out. But
definitely,
they had released this brand new product, and everybody is losing their minds. And I'm looking around like, what on earth is going on? Like, it's just a simple product. And I remember looking at the price, and I'm like, there's no way I'm buying that. Like, we had already spent so much money on products, and I'm like, we got to get rid of what we have first. Like, I'm not flying home with tubs of this stuff. So I didn't buy anything while we were there. And then, so I ended up getting my very first distributor while I was there at that conference. And I remember talking to my upline and being so excited that I finally had got someone underneath me. And she's like, oh, that's cool. And I remember feeling so disheartened over it. And I'm like, okay. So that kind of got me thinking. And I'm like, I don't know if I want to do this anymore. So we finished out the conference, flew home, and Then I had left in February of 2017. And then my ex-husband and I divorced that same year. So I am willing to bet that was one of the many reasons that we divorced was the amount of money that we had spent. And then I had gained a ton of weight. And then now I am going into Optavia. I really don't know how to pronounce it properly. Everybody is just like, oh, it's Optavia. And I'm like, okay, whatever. And
we'll just keep it simple. Call it whatever you want.
There we go. And so at this point, I was probably over 200 pounds at that point. And for those that have gone through a weight loss or a weight gain, like, it's very hard on your self-image. My husband had just left. I had to move home with my parents. It was a lot. And I'm like, well, I got to do something. And then I was approached by a girl that I was working with. She's like, oh, my mom's a health coach. And they had owned a business up in Logan, well, more in Providence. But for those that are not familiar with Northern Utah and Logan, Providence is just one of the tiny little towns in that Logan Cache Valley area. And she's like, well, come over to our health and wellness center and my mom can do a body scan for you.
They call it a health and wellness center?
Yeah, so I go to this health and wellness center and they had a room. It was like, if you've ever gone to a yoga studio and they have the hardwood floors and like the bungee stuff, they do fitness classes and then they do like a nutrition plan. And then they have it's like a body DEXA scan.
Yeah. Thing. Yeah. I've had one of those done. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. So it's not the medical professional grade. It's kind of like two tiers down from that.
Okay.
So we did a whole body scan and got my body fat percentage and all the numbers. And then she's like, well, let's talk about nutrition now. And I'm like, okay, great. She rolls out, she gives me a sample of the nastiest brownie I've ever eaten. Oh. It tasted like mud in a cute little package.
Oh my God. That's one of their fuelings, right?
Yes. Oh. So I had no idea what she gave me. It was at the time Optavia was still kind of branding itself. And they had Metafast, which was designed for overweight and pre-diabetic, which category I was in at the time. And so she's like, well, try this and then we'll go from there. So I ate that stupid thing and it, right?
I just love you. I ate that stupid thing.
And like, and I felt great afterwards. And I'm like, oh, okay. Like, I'll give this a shot. So she gave me a scholarship and I do the scholarship with Air Bunny quotes because it is not a scholarship. It is just a coach's discount. So that way they can reel you right in. I wish I had known what I know now, knowing then, and I could just go tell that Emily, like, no, don't do this. And so we set me up. We set up an account and I could still afford it at the time. So here comes the numbers.
I was just about to ask. I was like, okay, you could afford it at the time. So I'm glad that we're transitioning into this. However, I have to tell you this because for those of you listening, we're recording this on Zoom. So Emily and I can see one another. I text my husband. This is totally random, but I text my husband and I asked him to bring me an energy drink because I just got back from the gym. He brings me a champagne flute of my energy drink in our wedding glasses. So I'm sitting here in my gym gear, drinking an energy drink out of our wedding champagne flutes. So thanks, babe, for bringing that to me. But I wanted to tell you that, Emily, so you weren't like, is this chick like drinking with like in her sports gear and out of a champagne flute on a Saturday afternoon? It's an energy drink, and we fancy over here.
I am living for it, Erin. Absolutely. Like, you're a whole mood right now. Oh, I love God. It.
Thank you. I just didn't want you to think like, what is she doing? What is
I'm I mean, like, I should have grabbed myself.
It's fine, but yeah. Anyways, let's talk numbers.
Okay. So for those that are not familiar with Optavia, The plan that is probably the most popular, and I say plan very loosely, is their 5-in-1 plan.
Yep.
So I had sent Aaron a screenshot of a conversation I had with an Optavia coach, and I use coach with quotes. Keep that in mind.
My friends. I hate that term. I hate it.
I do too, just because of my professional licensed massage therapist background. Like, people that have no license to do so, they should not be using that title. But that's another story.
I mean, I hate when people use it in multi-level marketing companies or the MLM coaches. I don't hate it in the sense of like a sports coach. That is a coach, in my opinion. But then, like, when you're using it as somebody that is, oh, I'm a health and wellness coach, which is, I think at some point I called myself that. I had no business doing any of that. I can't stand that term. So, yeah.
Yeah. So my coach had, let me backtrack for a second. Sorry, guys. So the 5-in-1 plan is where you eat 5 of these fuelings, is what they call them. Mm-hmm. And what these fuelings are, they are pre-packaged, pre-portioned, basically cardboard in a really cute package. And I never found one that I actually liked. Like, they have like a slew of like macaroni and cheese and different smoothies and the worst blueberry muffin you will ever taste. And I'm like, this is like my dog's food. I was willing to give it a shot. So I'm like, okay, well, let's order, you know, a little bit of everything and I'll find what I like. At the time, they still had Metafast, which really appealed to me. So I drank a ton of the Metafast shakes. I actually did like those. They really did help with being a full-time massage therapist at the time, because I was able to just drink one between clients, and that just helped me keep my energy up for the day. And I really did like those. So if anybody knows where to get something like a dupe, I am all for it. And so back to the fueling. So the fuelings are not cheap. So they're just like, oh, it's going to save you so much on groceries. And I'm like, okay, like, I'm a single person at this point. I'm like, I don't really need, you know, that much groceries, like maybe $200 a month. Oh no. So I did the math. And over a course of a year and a half, so 18 months, mm-hmm. the whole, because it's supposed to replace your groceries. So with the 5-in-1 plan, you eat 5 of the fuelings, your choice of whatever those fuelings are. And then you end your day with what's called a lean and green. And the lean and green is like your whole food paleo type meal, where you have a lean protein, no, like low to minimal carbs or no carbs whatsoever. And then as much green as you can put on the plate. I am one of those people where I think salad is rabbit food. So I wasn't about that.
Yeah. I love that.
So I had given it a shot for an entire year and a half. So I had actually dropped a significant amount of weight. However, that 80-pound weight loss that I had turned into, as Roberta Blevins says it perfectly, she's like, it's just a pre-portioned eating disorder. And trigger warning for anybody that is listening to this, it caused me to go into a down spiral, because I got to be so obsessive over the number on the scale, taking measurements every week, before and after pictures. Like, it was causing my skin to change. I was starting to get super high strung and irritable. And it's because I wasn't giving my body what it needed.
Yeah, because it's 800 to 1,000 calories, for those of you that don't know, is typically the amount of calories on this plan. In addition to, you are advised allegedly to not work out. Your body needs 1200 calories just to run itself, just to run the organs, you know, your brain to function on a very basic level. So if you're taking in less than what your body needs to just operate, that is so dangerous. Then on top of that, the damage that that's going to do to your metabolism over time, no wonder you were irritable. No one, like, how much was this costing you, by the way, per month?
So the round number was around $395,400. Yes, you heard that right. 400.
So double.
So double what I was spending on my groceries.
Okay.
And so 400 times 18, so 18 months, it cost me $7,200 for this eating disorder.
Yeah. Whoa.
Yeah. Let's think about that for a second, friends. And so then I immediately got off of it and my body just went into like a starvation, just holding on to everything it could get because I had starved it for so long. And like Erin touched on, you're not allowed to work out on this program because you're eating so little. Like I would even go as far to say that 1200 is often too low for the majority of people. Please consult your doctor or your physician if you are interested in seeking weight loss. Like, please, 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 I beg of you all to just really consult a licensed professional.
And so not somebody in an MLM that has heard from their upline or the company event that, oh no, this is safe for everybody. It's not. They're not a doctor. And just like Emily said, they're not a professional. So make sure that you definitely, I agree with you, go see a doctor.
And not only that, like with the fuelings, my coach had said that they have all of the nutrients and minerals and vitamins that your body needs, but they don't give you the amount. Mm. So I have noticed since I have started looking at labels, I'm like, it might be a minute trace and it's on there, but it's not enough to really give your body what it needs. And so fast forward, I'm off of the plan and I'm starting to experience the starvation. My body has since gained all of the weight back.
Yeah.
And I found a wonderful medical weight loss doctor here in Utah. She is phenomenal. And she put me on keto. And I don't want to get on a rant about keto a whole lot, but it did not work for me. I'm allergic to avocados, and that's like the primary source of oil that they like, or fat source that they like to promote. I'm like, well, this doesn't work for me. So we have since been working together for the last, let's see, three, four years now. And we're finally to a point where I'm starting to lose weight, and I am very thankful that I reached out to her. So then I'm ending my Optavia journey, I'll say, and my body is just in complete horrendous, it's in despair because my self-image just went down the toilet, and I'm no longer married. Dating was just not a thing because I was a brand new massage therapist at the time. So I was focused on my career and I was by myself, and it really sucked.
Talk about a shock to the system on so many different levels.
Huge shock. So then that I was very big on sharing my divorce journey and that journey of finding myself again and really falling in love with myself, and that has resonated with a lot of people. I had one girl reach out to me that I had gone to high school with. She's like, you gave me the courage to leave my terrible relationship.
Aww.
And that has just made my heart so warm and fuzzy since. And so in sharing my divorce story, that opened up my vulnerabilities and the weight loss as well, like my weight loss journey. It opened up that Pandora's box of being vulnerable. And then a Beachbody coach had approached me, and I had worked with her husband. So I had known her and her husband for a long time because we used to go country swing dancing together.
How fun.
And yeah, I don't do it anymore just because they stopped doing it in my area, or they might've moved locations. I'm not sure, but And that's how we had met the person that I worked with, his wife. That's how I met her. And she had reached out and she gave me that lovely spiel of, I think you would be perfect for this opportunity. We have programs that fit your needs. And mind you, I am 215 pounds at this point. And I'm like, I need something super modified.
Yeah.
And at the time it was Joel Freeman's HIIT program. It was like Lift 4 or something.
Yeah. And I was going to ask if she approached you with the workouts or Shakeology or both.
Both. So okay. She initially had talked about the program and kind of gave me the fluffy substance of, it's going to work for you, you can modify it how you want. And then she had presented the opportunity. She's like, you know, rather than being a customer, why don't you be a discount coach? And then you can get it for cheaper and you'll have your everything discounted since you're so invested. And I am one of those people that if I'm doing something, I am all in.
Yep.
Like no holds bar. And so I'm like, okay, cool. And you know, like the financial aspect of it wasn't super affecting me until I've done the math with Aaron.
Oh,
and
my
we'll
God.
Get into that. We'll get into this number.
Oh
guys,
yeah. Just wait, y'all. Cause it's, oh God. She was telling me these numbers yesterday through Instagram. I'm not going to say any of the numbers cause we'll talk about it, but like, here in a little bit, but I was like, oh my God.
And so she had presented the newest program at the time was Joel's, and I'm like, okay, like I'll give it a shot. Like I like HIIT workouts. I think they're great. So the thing with Beachbody that I didn't realize is every single one of their programs has its own specialized equipment, and they don't really like cross use equipment across their programs. So for Joel's, you had to buy that specific program's equipment.
Another cash grab that we see in these companies.
Exactly. So this program, and then they want you to purchase Shakeology, which is about $70, $75 a bag. And that's like a month's worth.
Wow.
It's probably more than that now or less. I'm not entirely sure. And then they also wanted to have another cash grab. They're just like, oh, well, you should get the pre-workout and you should get this and this. I'm like, okay, like I'll do it all. So I did. That lump sum for that initial purchase was about $600, which was a lot at the time. And then I got the program and I'm really trying to do it. And I struggle with at-home workouts. I'm one of those people that my psyche just feels a lot better when I like physically get dressed and I go for like a walk or a hike or to the gym. I just feel a lot better when I'm out of the house doing
Absolutely.
Something.
I'm the same way. I will do home workouts like during quarantine and stuff like that. I was doing home workouts because nothing else was open, but I feel so much better when I go to the gym. And part of that is probably because my job is here. You know, I'm recording podcasts here at home. I'm recording YouTube videos at home. I'm here a lot. I'm a mom. So for me, it just feels better for me to get out and get away from like my work and my home environment and just into something else where I can just focus on me. So I get completely where you're coming from.
Yeah. So I had completely struggled with the at-home aspect, and a lot of the movements, they were just too difficult and too, like my body just doesn't bend that way. And I just can't move that way. It hurt. I was constantly sore. So I went to my doctor and she's like, what have you been doing? She's like, your body is wrecked right now. Like, what are you doing?
Wow.
And so she's just like, whatever you're doing, you need to stop. And so I had reached out to my coach and I'm like, hey, like my doctor is telling me like, I have to stop. Is there another alternative? And then she pulled the, well, you're just not doing the movements correctly. And I'm like, I'm pretty sure I know how to move my body. Thank you very much. And,
but again, she's not qualified to show you how to do these movements to prevent injuries.
Here's the thing that I have since found out, and I am more than welcome to being corrected on this. none of the Beachbody coaches, like the superstar coaches, so your Autumn Calabrese, whatever her name is, Autumn and Jericho McMatthews, Joel Freeman, Elise, all of them, as far as I know, none of them have like a national certification for personal training. So they really don't understand the functionality and the kinesiology of movement.
That's terrifying.
It is terrifying. And as a massage therapist, it's like, I should have known better, but I didn't. And because it's like, I don't even know how to explain it, but I'm like, okay. So I wasn't moving my body wrong. And it was not working. And so I was like, well, I'm spending all this money. Like, I've got to finish this program, even though my doctor told me to stop. And my coach was like, you're just not doing the movements correctly. Like, you're just not drinking your Shakeology. The Shakeology, by the way, tastes like absolute garbage. It tastes like chalk in a bag, in my opinion. There is nothing in there that is worth that amount of money, in my opinion, because there's just nothing special about it. And so I finished Joel's program. I did not lose any weight, no inches lost. I didn't feel any better. I felt worse. And then I did my next program, and it was a lot better because it was the Pio one, which I did really like that one. And
yeah, that was the one Shailene Johnson created, right?
Yes, I believe so. I'm pretty sure. And I loved it. Like, I loved the free flow movement. And then Jericho McMatthews had released her Morning Meltdown 100. And I'm like, ooh, like, I can do that. Like, no problem.
And each of these programs had new equipment. So it was a new cost and new equipment. And then from what I understand, if as a distributor with them, if you wanted to become certified, you had to pay. Thanks, babe. You had to pay. My husband brought me lunch now.
Aww.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Oh, he's waving his finger at me. He did not.
Hi, Jerry.
But you have to pay to get certified in that to be able to coach people through it, is what I've heard about Beachbody specifically.
Yeah. So there's just costs everywhere. And so I'm doing this program, and my coach who recruited me, she was really no help whatsoever. Like, she was just telling me what to say, and she was in my area, and her upline, our team, was based here in Utah, and then the other half of our team was up in Canada, and that's where the rest of my family is up in Canada. And so we did like a weekly workout where we would go to Kay's house and we would all work out together, and then the Canadian team would be on the TV, and it was great. And I loved that sense of community. And then there was a switch in our team, and I can't figure out like what really happened. I don't know if Kay and my coach S had like a small falling out, or if something had happened internally. But the entire team got divided, and the energy was gone. The sense of community was gone. Oh, and wow. I'm still struggling to lose weight, and I'm struggling with these programs. My apartment is small, and because I had moved out of my parents' house, I had moved in with my brother, and shout out to my brother and his roommate for taking a homeless girl in. And the space was just too small. And as people with dogs know, that your dog just think they're playing with them. So my dogs are crawling all over me while I'm trying to work out, and it just isn't working.
Yeah.
And so when I had talked to S about it, she's like, well, I don't know what else to tell you. Like, I don't have time for you. Like, figure it out.
What?
Yeah. So
such a great coach. Oh my God.
And they always are preaching the, we have such a strong sense of community, and the, I always give you one-on-one and I'll always be available for you. Yeah, no, that's their grab to get you to sign up, sign that dotted line. And so I'm like, oh, okay. Like, thanks us. That just makes me feel just so great. So I ended up finding 75 Hard that was developed by Andy Frisella. Cause I'm like, I really need just a reset of something. So I did the 75 Hard from start to finish. I completed it. And anybody that has done that program, it's not really a program. I don't want to say it like that. Whoever has done 75 Hard knows that it's hard. It is not. It's not designed for you to succeed. It is designed for you to do like a total mental physical reset. And I did finish the entire year of the entire Live Hard challenge, I'm gonna say. So I had done all the things.
Wow.
It truly was the reset that I needed. I have since not done it again, but I really love the foundation that it laid out for me. And then my coach S had done it, and she failed. And I remember seeing her post on social media, and she was like, well, we're still doing it, but we're doing it our way. And I messaged her and I'm like, that is not how Andy Frisella designed it. You have failed. Like, you have to start completely over. And she's like, well, but we're doing it this way. I'm like, that's not how it's designed. Like, yeah. Andy has been very explicit in his rules that if you fail, you fail, and you start completely over. Yeah. And so then a couple of days later, she goes on and she's like, I'm so sorry that I had, like, she did an entire sob story post about how they were trying to justify the failure. And I'm like, this person, I cannot be around anymore. The Beachbody team was Invictus Fit and Fire, whatever the hell that means. I still have a shirt in my closet just for the reminder of, you are so much stronger than this. That's the only reason I have held on to this piece of clothing. And so S failed the 75 Hard, and I immediately I went to the group and I left, like, didn't say anything. I'm like, I can't be supported by somebody that doesn't follow through with something so serious.
Yeah.
And so then rolling into, so this is about 2019, rolling into 2020, as we all know that 2020, the pandemic hits.
Yep.
And my partner and I, Tyler, we had started living together in October of 2019, and then the pandemic hits. So we are, A, we're learning how to live together, and B, a pandemic hits and you're quarantined together. Ladies and gentlemen, if you are in that situation, please take time for yourself. Like,
yes.
Tyler and I had to set up like boundaries and rules. Like, I'm like, I need like me time from such and such time. I'm like, I am gonna do my own workout. Like, I need to be left alone. And so that was working fantastic. And Tyler and I are still together. He is an amazing, amazing person.
Aww.
And so supportive too. I really lucked out with such a great man.
We love a supportive partner.
We do. I do usually the word partner just because, oh, my boyfriend, it makes me sound like I'm in high school. I'm like, I'm an adult. I'm 29. So Tyler is just so supportive. And so then we're reaching into 2020. I have left the group, and then I got reeled back in by S's upline K. And I would say their names, but they're not public figures, so I don't think I can. And so K is just like, why don't you come back for like one more time? Like, we'll really give you the attention that you need. I'm like, okay. I'm like, I will give you 90 days. Like, that is what I will give you. So I entered back into the group about mid 2020, about June, July, and we're getting ready to go on our sibling camping trip. I'm like, okay, so I will start before we leave. We always go in June. So I'm like, I'll start it, go on vacation, come back, and I'll finish. And not once, once I got back into the group, the Invictus Fit Empire, once I got back into the group, nobody would talk to me. I wasn't included in any of the team trainings. They did a photo shoot at the Union Station, which is here in Ogden. I wasn't invited. I wasn't included. Nobody told me about it until after.
What?
And I'm like,
and you, but you were a distributor, right?
I was a discount coach, so I should have been included in that.
Oh my God.
And then after the fact, I asked Kay why. And she was like, well, because you didn't actively work as a coach. She's like, you weren't recruiting people. And I'm like, but I wasn't going to. Like, that's not, I'm like, I'm not going to promote workout programs when I have a friend who is a legitimate personal trainer that I'm going to refer my friends to go see her.
Because you weren't recruiting, you were not included in the team stuff.
Exactly.
Wow.
And the sad thing is Kay lived maybe 3 or 4 miles away from me. So it's like, it was so heartbreaking. And I'm like, you know what? Forget this. So I left for the final time. And then I had found Roberta's podcast and, you know, Leah Remini and Mike Rinder, amazing people. I know if anybody needs something new to listen to, like go listen to Leah Remini. If you are wanting more of like the spiritual side of things, I would strongly encourage you listen to John DeLynn and Sam Young. They are huge whistleblowers here in Utah. I have met John. He's an amazing person. So I have since left the Mormon faith as well. So I went through a faith crisis. I'm fully rooted in where I'm at in my life. And so now fast forward to, I have left, I'm started listening to anti-MLM content. I'm hearing all these things about profit and loss statements and just everything. And I am so thankful for this movement and this community of people, because there are a lot of us behind the scenes that are like, we need to do something for those that are on the front lines. And, you know, it's a movement, it's a group effort. And I did a profit and loss statement. I had added up, and this is where my organizational brain goes. I keep, so, you know, when you buy something and you get a receipt, I either save the receipts in just a folder on my phone, or I physically print them out and I put them in a file cabinet for taxes. And I do want to revert back just for a second to It Works real quick. I just had a thought come to me. I remember asking Ivy, hey, oh no. Can you still hear me, Erin? Okay. Sorry, Tyler was calling me. I'm like, oh,
you're totally fine. Hi, Tyler. She'll call you right back.
So I had gone, so I'm asking Ivy, what do we do about taxes? Like, I know that's really important and you want to be completely honest and open. In massage therapy, it's pretty common if you don't know what you're doing or what your employer is doing, they misclassify you. I was one of those people. Ended up owing thousands of dollars to the IRS because of being misclassified. 1099s are no jokes, my friends. Like, please understand what that means. And she's like, oh, you're your own business. Like, you can write everything off. This is not the case, guys. Like, I went to my CPA, who this is what he does for a living. I laid out all of my receipts and I'm like, well, I'm in this MLM. This is how much I've made. And he's like, yeah, you got to pay this like to the IRS. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, I'm an employee. He's like, no, you're a 1099. I'm like, what's a 1099? I wasn't a massage therapist at this point. So I didn't know what it was. And I'm like, I have no idea what you're talking about. He's like, so we ended up figuring it out. And then fast forward to being a massage therapist and being misclassified. 1099s are very important. So a 1099 is the tax form for an independent contractor or an IC. When you are a 1099, you pay what is called self-employment tax. So your employer, and Aaron, you can correct me if I'm wrong, your employer pays tax on you for being an employee for their company. When you are a 1099 or an independent contractor, you are paying that tax for yourself.
Yep.
And so it baffled me that I'm like, okay, like taxes aren't a thing. Cool. And then I had talked to my CPA. Get yourself a good CPA, guys. They make all the difference. I had talked to him and he's like, yeah, you can't write any of this stuff off. And so when they're telling you, like, oh, like when you go to Starbucks and you buy the person a Starbucks drink, some states allow that, others do not. Utah did not allow that at the time. I don't know if they still allow it. But yeah, it just was crazy. So now we're going to drum roll into this gigantic number. So I had added
I don't think that they're ready for this. I need everybody to take a deep breath, because when she drops these numbers, you're going to have the same reaction that I did.
Okay. So I had added up all of the It Works conference products, friends that are in other MLMs supporting their air bunny quotes, businesses that are not businesses. So like Monat, however you say it, Monat, like shampoo, segueing for just a titch. Nobody needs $70 shampoo.
Facts.
So I had added up products, plane tickets, sending out little gift thingies to people, thank you cards, stamps are expensive. So I had it added up everything. Anything that was tied to a multi-level marketing company, whether I was in it directly or indirectly supporting a friend of mine, I thought it was supporting, have since learned that it's really not.
Yeah.
Here's the number, guys. $27,350.
Oh my God.
I'm gonna repeat that one more time. $27,350 across the span of 6 years. That blew my mind. Oh. I am sitting at work and I am like, oh my God, I cannot believe that spending $75 here on a bag of Shakeology, buying this product from a friend over here, $30 to $50, it adds up. Is my biggest message I want to give is do a profit and loss statement and look at what you're spending to support your friends, because it adds up.
Also, if you are a discounted coach or you are somebody, I just had a conversation with somebody that is in Rodan and Fields, and she was like, well, I'm not really promoting the business. I just am ordering their products. So she is ordering the products. It's costing her money. She's paying to be a part of this business, and she's losing money. Like it's crazy. So if you are somebody that falls in that category of you are a distributor with a company, but you're not actively quote unquote building the business, it's even more important for you to do a profit and loss statement so you can see exactly what you are losing as far as money, because there is a dupe for darn near every MLM product. And it typically is so much cheaper.
Absolutely. There is a wonderful group on Facebook. It's like, it has dupes in the name. I wish I could think of it off the top of my head. It's an amazing resource, or you can do just a simple Google search.
I think that's Jessica Hickson's group.
Hers is the light at the end of the pyramid.
Right. This one is called Buy This, Not That, MLM Product Dupes / Alternatives. That's the group for dupes on Facebook.
Yes. Amazing group. So many dupes.
Absolutely.
I absolutely love it. Jessica Hickson's group is an amazing resource as well. If I highly encourage someone to go join it. The stories that are shared there are phenomenal. It's a great sense of community. And so that round number about made me crap my pants because it adds up. And I just, I wish that money, I could have it back, which of course you can always make money, but it's like, I wish I had known that spending money here and there. So now I'm pretty anti MLM. Like anybody that approaches me, I'm like, no, like it's not a business. Any business owner that is legitimately owns their own business, you don't have to pay a monthly website fee. You do have to probably pay like a monthly fee. There are ways to go it in a legitimate, real, true way to own your own business.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So that's kind of my whole timeline story. Don't do Optavia. Consult your physician. Stay away from It Works. Avoid, like, please be mindful and cautious of everybody's journey. We all heal in different ways. It just, numbers don't lie.
Absolutely. I think anybody that is looking to change their health and wellness is going to save time, energy, and money by working with a qualified certified nutritionist and a qualified certified personal trainer. You're going to get the advice that you need. They're certified to help you. And they're not just in there for commission, like an MLM distributor is typically.
And I would also watch out for the coaches that aren't with an MLM, but they have their own programs. Nobody needs to spend $900 a month for a program when there are so many resources out there that are free videos on YouTube. There's several apps out there that for a small monthly fee, like I know Fitbod is one that I use. There's so many better, cheaper ways than spending exuberant amounts of money.
Yep. And if you come across somebody that is some sort of a coach, don't be afraid to ask what their certifications are. You know, ask how they're qualified to do what they're doing, you know, so that you can understand. And it doesn't mean you have to be an expert in all the certifications. You can ask that question. And when they tell you what it is, you can go to Google and check that out and do the research for yourself. Ask lots of questions. Don't just assume that, this person is on Instagram and they're saying, you know, they have all these results. Ask more questions for sure.
And certainly if you're really curious, ask them, like do your research beforehand and ask them about like the kinesiology of muscle movements. Like I always have certain tests that I like to ask a personal trainer, quotes, what they would do to approach this muscle group. And they usually don't know that I'm a massage therapist and have studied extensively in kinesiology. And they give me some stupid workout and I'm like, that's not going to work. And here's why. And then I'll get ghosted or they won't talk to me. And I'm like, exactly.
So while we're talking about this, let's arm the listeners with something that they can ask. Can you give us an example of that?
Yeah. So any person like myself, if they are licensed, our Department of Professional Licensing sends you a wallet size license so you can carry it with you at all times. I don't know if the national certification for personal trainers does this, but they should have some sort of downloadable file that you can keep on your phone or computer. Any person that is certified is more than happy to give you their certification number or the certification name. For me, I have had several clients over the years. They're like, hey, can I see your license? I'm like, absolutely. So I just pull it out of my wallet and I show it to them. If they still don't believe me, I will go straight to the Department of Professional Licensing or DOPPL. I will go to the DOPPL website and I will pull up my name. I'm like, see, it says active. And so you can always ask what their certification is, where they got the certification, how many hours have they completed. For massage therapy, it changes from state to state. When I was in school, I did over 900 hours. In other states, it's lower or it's higher. Like in New York, it's 1,000 hours plus. So any person is willing to share their credentials with you, and they're proud to share those credentials, because those hours involve blood, sweat, tears, travel time, studying, taking tests. Like, nurses take an NCLEX. I took an NBLEX, and they are not cheap tests. So any person that is in the fitness field and truly is certified professional and has the qualifications to do so, they will share with you their credentials.
And if they get pissed off, consider that a red flag.
One,
if they get mad that you asked, go the other direction. So if they are if the listeners are, they come across a coach and they're like, wow, I really like this, look at the results that they're getting, can you give a kinesiology example of something that they can ask this trainer? And then, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So we see a lot of before and after pictures that I'm sure everybody has seen across social media forever. And I like to ask, well, what time of day were they taking these pictures? What was the measurements? Because I'm one of those people that my before and after pictures, I don't really see the results, but I always see the measurements.
Yeah.
So you can ask them, what type of program are they doing, or what, like, are they on a particular type of movement? Like, they need to hit so many calories. Are they trying to hit a target heart rate? And some coaches may share that information, but others may not. It depends, but I would ask, like, what is a typical plan that you do for meal plans specifically? Anybody that is not a registered dietitian cannot give you a meal plan. Only a licensed registered dietitian is able to give you a meal plan. Exactly. So any coach out there, and I am talking to you, I know you're probably listening to this, I am talking to you, you need to knock that shit out.
Yes.
Because you are not qualified, you do not have the license, and I am one of those people, if I know that you are doing something illegal, I will report you. So don't be afraid to stand up for you and others, because license and qualifications, this is where people get hurt.
Absolutely.
It is dangerous, and my body got affected by somebody that was not qualified anywhere to be anywhere close to nutrition and health and wellness, and my body suffered for it, and I am now trying to repair it, and yeah, it is so hard.
Absolutely. Well, this was incredible. Thank you so much, Emily, for coming on the show and sharing your stories and your experience and your advice. And is it okay if I put how people can contact you through Instagram on the show notes? Is that okay?
Absolutely. So I mostly use my Instagram. I mostly post pictures of my dogs, Nova and Timber.
Aww.
Timber's our tub of goo, German Shepherd, Golden Retriever mix. She's 9 months old. And then our Border Collie, Nova, she's going to be 2 next month. We share the same birthday week. Aww. And they're just my sweet fur babies. And I post a lot about my partner and I and our adventures. So you can find me on The Real Emily Alice P, and Emily is spelled with an IE. My original account got hacked, and anybody that has had that happen, it is a nightmare to get it back. So I have since made a new one. So it's The Real Emily Alice P. I am more than happy to answer questions, share my journey, share my story, anything that will help bring awareness. And so that way somebody knows that they are not alone. And another huge thank you to you, Erin. You are just so down to earth and just an amazing person. Like, please don't stop doing what you're doing. You are just incredible.
Thank you so much. I just want to prevent people, just like you said at the beginning of this, from going through what I went through. You know, and I think wrapping this up, don't join an MLM, people. Don't do it. Don't do it.
So. And yeah, if you're considering it, really read the fine print and really look at the numbers. Like many creators say, ask for an income disclosure statement. If they cannot provide you with one that is relatively current, walk the other way.
Absolutely.
Like, really, like, just look the other way. There, and another call to action for the FTC, it takes maybe 10 minutes to add your comment. They have to read every single one. I'm really excited and a little anxious to see how this call to action turns out.
Yep.
But it is a huge opportunity for all of us to share our voice.
Yep. And you can get all the info to submit your comment, which is hopefully we're going to help the FTC change the regulation on how MLMs operate and how, you know, the financial claims and all of that stuff. So you can find more information on mlmchange.org. And I will make sure that I put that in the show notes along with a link to Emily's Instagram. So you guys can connect with her there, ask her questions, all of those things. But Emily, thank you again for being here. Thank you guys for listening. And I will see you guys on the next episode. Have a great day, everybody. See ya.
Bye, everyone.